Good to see you all.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Any questions?
How do you improve upon last week's performance when they had zero return yards, period?
Kind of hard to improve upon zero. We take that. Justin Tucker did a great job of kicking off. I think it really showed his maturity as he's gone through the season that he's gained skills because it's a lot different getting touchbacks in August than it is in January. And he hit those balls really well. They were able to keep their kickoff return team out of the game. And going into it, Sam Cook was bound and determined to make sure their returner did not get any opportunities, and he was able to do that well. So I give a lot of credit to our specialists. They did a great job.
You know, you talk about kickoffs. They will talk during the offseason about maybe eliminating kickoffs. What are your thoughts on that, particularly since you have someone who returns them so well?
I think Josh Cribbs said it well. They have to change the name of the game if they take kickoffs out of the game. It's a football, so let's play football. That's my personal opinion.
Okay. Jerry, earlier in the week, John said he'd be more likely to go for a longer field goal with the altitude being thinner. Justin never having kicked in that environment. What's the plan for getting him kind of ramped up for maybe trying a longer field goal, or do you do anything different in that scenario?
Well, since we're practicing at sea level, there's really not a lot you can do here. We practice the concept more than anything else. We really didn't back him up and have him miss from 65. So when we get there in warm-ups, we'll kind of determine how it's going and then make a decision as to exactly what the line is. And that's real typical for any game, really. If you're going into an environment where it's windy and so forth, you're kind of making a pregame decision as to what your yard line is going to be. Now, what comes into play, obviously, is the game situation, because if you do take a very long field goal, then if you don't make it, you're giving up field position. So all those things are kind of – those discussions are taking place. And we'll figure out before the game what exactly our yard line is and then go from there.
The weather with the snow and everything and the conditions of
sure.
The turf, all that.
Yeah, all that enters into the conversation. When you're playing in the snowstorm or in wind, then you have to decide, well, really what we want to do here is keep field position. And so you wouldn't obviously want to take a field goal that would give them an opportunity to have a short field. So the other factor we have to deal with, aside from the altitude, is a plus, but the temperature is going to be a negative. So we have to see how the balls react to the 20 degrees or whatever it's going to be. So all those things are things in pregame we're going to look closely at.
How real is the altitude effect? What's myth? What's fact on that? Do you think you can, or some ideas? Is there a number you can put to it, or is it?
I don't have a number, Pete. I know it's real. You watch the kickoffs, and probably the best way of looking at it is you look at the specialists that play in altitude, like Matt Prater, for example. He's at home, he rarely gets an opportunity to have a return go against him. And then he comes here in Baltimore when we had a couple opportunities. So that's really the best measure, just looking at the tape and figuring out what the weather conditions were at the time and then making comparisons based on that. But it is real.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.